Christ is risen. The conversion of one person is the conversion of many. A person who recognizes Jesus Christ and believes in him starts a chain reaction. The chain reaction size, reach, and length cannot be traced. But in eternity, we will be able to perceive the great and wonderful work that begins with the conversion of one, us. In today's gospel, during the conversion with Jesus Christ, the Samaritan woman received an answer to the question of her life, or questions to her life, to which she could not find an answer anywhere else. Her life was in mess. She longed for the fulfillment of her life, and yet every step she took only deepened the worldly thirst of her soul. Christ quenched this spiritual thirst of hers. It is not easy to say what happened in her soul, what exactly she felt. We can only assume it from her behavior. The woman who came to the well to quench her bodily thirst leaves the jug at the well without drinking any water and runs off. She forgets her bodily thirst because Jesus Christ quenched the thirst that tormented her soul. It must have been a very pleasant and intense feeling in her heart, because she immediately goes back to the town to invite everybody else to come and see and experience Jesus Christ. Evangelist John says about the results of her actions. Many Samaritans from the city believed in him because of the word the woman who testified about him. "He told me everything I ever did." But these Samaritans did not stop at her testimony. They asked Jesus Christ to stay with them for 2 more days. And Christ granted them the request. And they spent 2 days with them. For 2 whole days, these people were in God's presence and listened to God's word. And many others believed. Then they say to the Samaritan woman, "No longer does our faith depend on your testimony. We have heard it ourselves, and we know that this is the Savior of the world." 2 days. Look what a chain reaction was started by the conversion of one woman at the well. To believe means to experience God's love, which changes life and touches many around. Believing means such a powerful experience that one cannot keep it to oneself. One of my friends was invited by her friend for a spiritual retreat for girls. It was her first retreat, and it seemed to her that the priest was speaking only to her. After all, everything that was heard at the lectures was if it was only tailored for her life. Many things became clear to her, and she discovered a new path for her life. Her relationship with God took on more deeper and more intimate dimension. All this retreat, a few days, caused her to return back from that retreat filled with joy and zeal for God. She simply could not stop talking about it. I was actually really tired of her talking about it, of what she experienced. And she told her friends, her parents, and the next year, she, because of her testimony, she brought another 6 of her friends to that retreat. The conversion starts with us, each one of us. It does not start with the next guy, or the next generation, or our kids. The conversion to truly live a proper Christian life is in our own hands. And it is up to us to decide, what do we want to do? Today we came to the living water. We're in church. We hear the God's word. We hear the commandments that are found and written in the gospel. What are we going to do? What message are we going to keep in our hearts till next week? If we choose to start our own conversion, that will mean that we will have to put God on the very first place in our life. Every single day, every single hour, minute, even every second. It will mean that we will choose church above any other activity, that we will choose our personal and daily prayer life above everything else. By choosing Christ, we choose to approach the well and have a conversation one-on-one with Him. Sometimes it's a conversation when we talk and don't let Him speak. Sometimes it's a conversation that is silent, annoying. And sometimes it's a conversation where we let Him speak, where we get to experience Him face to face. In the life of everyone who strives to live their life with God, there are moments of quenching of spiritual thirst, moments of encounter with God. But we have to create that moment. It doesn't just create on its own. Maybe under the pressure of some social customs, or we did not dare to talk about these moments with others. Maybe we are afraid that we will not be understood correctly. Perhaps we consider this a moment of privacy. Whatever our reasons are, it is certain that we did not start this chain reaction if we don't speak about it. Not just speaking, but also living. When we walk outside in the world, people should know that we are Christians. Not by that we say we are Christians, but how we walk, how we act, how we speak, by our actions. Because of the word the Samaritan received at the well, she helped to spread the word of God into her city. And she helped create the space for everyone else to join and encounter Jesus Christ. So let's remember her. Let's remember the Samaritan woman, what she did and how she did it. Because that's, if you choose to do this, if you choose to approach the living water, the well, we choose life eternal. We choose life with Christ. And even after death, we will be with Him face to face, experiencing what we can experience now. Christ is risen.